tape reached the beginning and stopped as Dirk reached it. He took it out and handed it to Gilkes. "Irritatingly, this seems to put your client completely in the clear," said the sergeant. "Selnet have confirmed that the last call made from the car was at 8:46 p.m. last night, at which point your client was likely dozing in front of several hundred witnesses. I say witnesses, in fact they are mostly students, but we will probably be forced to assume that they can't all be lying." "Good," said Dirk. "Well, I'm glad that's all cleared up." "We never thought he'd actually done it, of course. Simply didn't fit. But you know us, we like to get results. Tell him we still want to ask him some questions, though. I shall be sure to mention it if I happen to run into him." "You just do that, little thing." "Well, I shan't detain you any longer, Sergeant," said Dirk, airily waving at the door. "No, but I shall bloody detain you if you're not out of here in 30 seconds, Chailey. I don't know what you're up to, but if I can possibly avoid finding out, I shall sleep easier in my office. Out." "Then I shall bid you a good day, Sergeant. I won't say it's been a pleasure, because it hasn't." Dirk swept out of the room and made his way out of the flat, noting with sorrow that where there had been a large Chesterfield sofa wedged magnificently in the staircase, there was now just a small, sad pile of sawdust. With a jerk, Michael Wenton Weeks looked up from his book. His mind was suddenly alive with purpose. Thoughts, images, memories, intentions, all crowded in upon him, and the more they seemed to contradict each other, the more they seemed to fit together, to pair and settle. The match at last was perfect, the teeth of one slowly aligned with the teeth of another. A pull, and they were zipped. Though the waiting had seemed an eternity of eternities, when it was filled with failure, with fading waves of weakness, with terrible groping and lonely impotence, the match once made cancelled it all, would cancel it all, would undo what had been so disastrously done. Who thought that? It did not matter. The match was made. The match was perfect. Michael gazed out of the window across the well-manicured Chelsea Street and did not care whether what he saw were slimy things with legs or whether they were all Mr. A.K. Ross. What mattered was what they had stolen and what they would be compelled to return. Ross now lay in the past. What he was now concerned with lay still further in it. His large, soft, cow-like eyes returned to the last few lines of Kubla Khan, which he had just been reading. The match was made, the zip was pulled. He closed the book and put it in his pocket. His path back now was clear. He knew what he must do. It only remained to do a little shopping, and then do it.